Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to home to get Aparicio. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is hit by the pitch. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Robinson scores. Bulfari goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Jim Perry now pitching. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Echeverry reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Bowens goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veerall scores. Tovar moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Eddie Watt now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bulfari moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Bulfari scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Rollins throws the ball into Killebrew, who tags Johnson for the out. It's 8-4, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Veerall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veerall takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Echeverrin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. What hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Cimino now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. What moves to second? Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive towards first. Mincher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cimino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with what covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bulfari is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. What is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single? What hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rollins? What reaches second base with a double? Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen catches it and throws to second with Verhals covering, to double up what? 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rollins. Powell reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell scores. It's 10-5, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Tovar moves to second. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cimino fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. 1 out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Echeverrin is walked intentionally. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Watt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rollins. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Orioles. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Watt covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Watt bunts towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-5, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Rollins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.